concerns of Bob was to make sure that that we would continue the concept of the Institute for Worship Studies is focused on continuing to spread the word to other people. And one of the things Bob and I agreed to do was that when he was gone, somebody should pick up the focus on making sure the information gets out to the world. So that's my goal. I talked to some of you who are graduating yesterday, and I want to make sure that you all understand that this institution is not just concerned about itself, but we're concerned about getting this kind of information to the world. So we want you to continue to write beyond your thesis. We want you to continue to think about the ways in which you can communicate to the rest of the world. And we're trying to build bridges with the publishing houses and so on like that. One of the things we need to know, I need to know, is if some of you are in the process of trying to get things published, and you may not be known, I agreed with Bob that I would write a foreword for you in any publications if you want that. I'm not trying to ask you to do it, but if it will help you to get the material published, Bob said, you're the one that's published more than anybody else, so I will be happy to help you in that kind of relationship. So we want to make sure that your ideas get to the world. And if you are already in contact with publishers and need some additional help, I'll be able to help you in that respect. We've got some people who are already in that process, and I've promised them that I would do their forwards for them. So that's the process in the future. And I want you to know that we care about you and your ideas, because you are a very unique group of people. A lot of people don't know the ideas that you have. And this is a changing world we're in. And in this process of changing the world, we have to help the church change, or at least be ready to face the changing world. And worship is going to be a very crucial aspect of that change in the future. So please don't hesitate to contact me. You can do it. You know the IWS numbers, and they'll forward it on to me. So I will help. I've probably got most of your emails on my computer, but I'm not going to approach you. I want you to approach me when you're moving toward that idea. And many of you have written some very good stuff that really needs to be published. It probably has to be revised. If I have the time, I can. If I have the time, I will try to help you in that process too. But we want to get that out to the world. And if I can help you, I want to do that too. Thank you, and I'm so glad that you're back. This is a great experience to see you back. As I said to the trustees the other day, one of the great things about this institution is that it's different than others. Many people, when you graduate from an institution, they write you and ask you for money. That's when you get contacted with them. What our goal is to serve you after graduation. And if we can do that, I think you might continue to support us. But our goal really is to help you be the most effective in ministry possible. So thank you for returning. And thank you, Brian, for coming to help us in this process. We are very grateful for everyone who has come to help us in these sessions. And may God bless you while you're here. Thank you.